Track 8. Listening, Part 1. Multiple choice. Question 1. You hear a woman talking about a recent holiday.
And then he handed me my birthday card, and inside were tickets for a weekend in Paris. For that night. I couldn't believe it. He's never done anything like that before. He's always been so predictable. He'd actually wanted to pack for me as well and take me straight to the airport from work. I'm glad my friend Claire told him that I wouldn't have been happy with that. Can you imagine someone else packing your clothes? Also, I don't usually like doing things at the last minute as I tend to get stressed, but he'd clearly organised everything so I wasn't at all worried, and it all went very smoothly. It was great.
Question 2. You hear someone talking about an upgrade on a flight.
I usually get fed up on the long flight to New York, but last week I got another free upgrade to first class. Remember it happened the last time I flew there? I certainly never thought I'd get lucky a second time. It makes such a difference to the journey. I wonder how they choose who to upgrade. I know they do it when the plane isn't full, and I could see in the departure lounge that there weren't that many people. Maybe it's to do with how smart you look, and I was wearing my business suit, not my jeans as I normally do for a flight.
Question 3. You hear someone talking about a tourist site.
If you look over there in a moment, you can see Stonehenge, a huge circle of big stones. See where I'm pointing? They're set back from the road, so it's easy to see them as we go past. Tourists aren't allowed to go up and touch them these days, but I remember when I was a kid we could. They're quite something, aren't they? The big mystery is how they were transported here. Oh, good, he's slowing down for us. That's nice of him. You can get a good long look at them. All we need now is a guide to tell us a bit about the history.
Question 4. You hear someone talking about meeting a famous person.
We had a brilliant time, but the highlight of the holiday for me was when I saw Red. You know, the lead singer from Forest. She was in the hotel reception when we checked in.
You lucky thing. I'd love to meet her. Is she as pretty as she looks on TV?
Oh, yeah. But TV makes her look much taller than she really is. I was amazed at how tiny she is. I knew it was her immediately, because all that red hair really makes her stand out in the crowd. I started to speak to her, but I didn't really know what to say. You know what I'm like. I just blushed. The same colour as her hair.
Question 5. You hear two people talking about a new car.
Wow, nice car. That must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. But with my new position at the bank, I can afford to drive one of these now.
I didn't know you'd been promoted. I've missed so much news being in the USA.
Mum should have told you. It happened last month. A nice pay rise. If you need a loan or anything, just ask me. I can help you out now.
What you can do is give me a ride home in your new car. Would that be okay?
Question 6. You hear someone talking about commuting to work every day.
Since we've moved out of London, we've really appreciated the peace and quiet, and it's not as expensive as I thought it would be to travel into the city every day for work. A 6-month season ticket is about £1,500, which I don't think is too bad. I don't like travelling when the trains are completely full, so to avoid that, I have to get up about 6:30. It's earlier than I'd like, as I need my sleep. Also, I don't have time for breakfast with the kids, but if it means I can get a seat, then it's worth it.
Question 7. You hear someone talking on the radio.
Would you like to go on a holiday with a difference? Something you'll be able to remember for the rest of your life? Well, if you saved up hard or maybe won the lottery, you might be able to afford a ticket for the journey of a lifetime into space. In the meantime, tonight at 6:30, you can hear from people who have done just that and want to share their experiences. Don't miss out on this opportunity to hear all about that sensation of being in zero gravity. Listen in to Special Moments this evening, and perhaps you'll soon be reaching for the stars yourself.
Question 8. You hear someone talking about taking the school bus when he was at school.
One of the biggest moments in a kid's life is when they move up to secondary school. I remember it particularly because it meant I got to travel on a school bus with all my mates instead of in my mum's car. In my eyes, at the age of 11, only babies went in with their parents. Mind you, it wasn't so good standing around in the cold at the bus stop every morning. And it was a long journey too, because the bus picked up kids from all round the area. But we filled the time chatting and playing jokes. It was great.